Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm Dave Gibson, and our show today is on universal unconditional love, which we've done a few times, but we're going to be playing a new song that we've completed, and it's always, I think it's one of my favorite topics, universal unconditional divine love. It could just hang out here all the time. So our intention for today is to bring universal love into your heart and transmit unconditional love as much as possible. We'll say always. Okay. But before we get started, let me tell you a few things that are happening at the Sound Healing Institute here in San Francisco and online. Tomorrow, we're actually hosting a viewing of Braccio, spelled B-R-A-C-O. Braccio is a healer, although he doesn't call himself a healer, who actually just stands in front of the crowd and gazes. And people report major, major healings like cancer, tumors going away, and people can walk, and like thousands and thousands of people have major healing. And he's so humble. He's so incredibly humble. He also, when he comes, he only charges like $7 to cover the cost of the building that he's in. And so he's not really making tons of money. So that, I think he's the real deal, you know, and it's really just beautiful energy. Well, tomorrow he's doing a viewing, gazing online. And if you're around San Francisco, you can come to our place at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock and at 4:30, he's going to be doing the gazing, and we're all signed up. We're going to be projecting it so we can all share it together. And if you can't make it to the city, what you can do is sign up yourself. It's $2 for viewing each time, $2 at 3 and $2 at 4:30. And you, I don't know the website, but if you do a search for Braccio, B-R-A-C-O, Agape, A-G-A-P-E, you'll find it's the first link that comes up. The Agape Center down in Los Angeles is actually hosting this. So, yeah, it's just $2 each time, and I highly recommend it. He was just here in San Francisco just last weekend, and it was amazing, really amazing. Every time I see him, it's like this really powerful, resonant frequency of like pure, you know, pure spirit energy. And what I see when I see him is a really powerful resonant frequency in his thymus, in his throat thymus, in the thymus chakra or thymus gland. And it's just resonating so peacefully and so powerfully that it entrains my own thymus and just sends chills through my body. I start crying and get really peaceful, really calm. So I highly recommend that tomorrow. If you can't make it, just log on yourself. You have to sign up in advance to be able to do it. So just go to Braccio Agape. Search for Braccio Agape. Also happening at the schools, we have the online classes. You can start next Saturday if you wanted to do the classes online for the Sound Healing Program. If you're interested, give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486, or david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can just go to our site, soundhealingcenter.com, and check it out. And we also have online recording classes. We have one just started. You could join in. We could do a makeup class. That's like Mondays and Fridays, but if those days don't work for you, we could do it another time. So that's actually learning Pro Tools and learning how to do audio production within Pro Tools or within any any program. Actually, the woman who's taking the class right now is working in digital performer. We also have next semester starting January 18th for both sound healing and recording classes. And of course, you can do either one. And then if you were to pay in full by November 1st, you could get a large discount on the next semester. We have not only the certificate program, but the full degree program is starting in January as well. The certificate program is the first semester of the degree program. So that's happening. What else is happening? We also are still selling crystal bowls. So if you're interested in crystal bowls, we can actually do a test and find what frequency is your main frequency that would resonate the best with crystal bowls. We also do sell tuning forks. We sell sound tables as well. And we've got a lot of CDs right now that are really powerful for the sound table. We also sell CDs. We've got about CDs for just for regular listening. We've got about 30 CDs right now, and you can find those on our site, soundhealingcenter.com. We also have guided meditations for opening the heart, releasing pain, getting rid of stuck emotions, and we have guided meditations for surgery, for pre-op, post-op, and during surgery that are really, really effective and really powerful. So, again, soundhealingcenter.com. If you're interested, you can call 415-777-2486. Okay. So, unconditional love. Unconditional, universal, divine love. And it's interesting, I was just thinking today, you know, that there's really kind of a couple of different meanings here for when we talk about unconditional love or universal love. Unconditional love is often what we transmit or get from even universal energies. And unconditional love means, of course, that there's that you get the love or can give the love with no conditions. Just because you are, you get love from universal energies. And then, of course, universal love and divine love is, I think of it as a frequency, often as a very high frequency, like not super high, though. When I make the sound, of course, we don't really define any particular sound or frequency at the school because I believe everybody should find it for themselves. The sound, though, I make when I do universal love is when I bring it in. That brings in love into my heart. It was probably about 10 years ago that I learned how to open my heart to universal love, and it was really, really a major deal. Because I was able to bring in that energy, and it's so incredible because, you know, you can, you're no longer needy. You're also no longer are dependent on someone else for getting love, which is, I think, the way a large amount of our culture is dependent on other people for getting love. But once you can open up that channel, you can then get it yourself. There's two ways you can do it, and I've mentioned this before, but it's really interesting. First of all, people talk about bringing in love from above or from outside themselves. And that's the way I actually learned how to do it, is to bring in this energy into my thymus gland and then let it go right down into my heart. Because a lot of people say that the thymus gland right at your throat, just a little bit below your throat is the gland that actually brings in universal love. However, a lot of people say, you know, universal love. In fact, Don here at BBS Radio one day, he said, "Dave, you are love. We are love. Just be love." You know, and so I realize, of course, that we are in love. Every cell of our body is universal love. So it's just, we can just resonate what we are, what every cell of our body is. And it's like the love is between the cells. And in fact, when you go into a state of oneness, where you're one with everybody, it seems like the love that just permeates that space. It's just everywhere. It's like we're swimming in a world of universal love, often called divine love. And so, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how to get people into the state other than playing music, making sound, or having people visualize love coming into the thymus, resonating universal love. If you've done it before, it's easy. You know how to get there. Here's one way you can do it. If you've never done it before, you've never opened your heart to universal love. Of course, you know, Christianity and a lot of religions kind of bank on opening your heart to universal love. I mean, the whole thing of Christ's love is really what we're talking about here. It's really about opening the heart. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways that they do it in the church, including baptism, you know, is supposed to open up your heart. Often I think it's the music or just talking about it and really transmitting that energy while talking about it is really one of the main ways, because resonance is what really opens the heart to universal love. When someone else is in that state, it's really much easier to be entrained into that state. You can often get entrained into it. Another way you can open your heart, I was going to mention, is you can actually think about the last time you were in love, or any time you fell in love, and then peel away the person. This may be hard for some of you, but peel away the person and go right to that essence. It takes some focus. Go right to the essence of that love when you are in love, that feeling of being in love in that relationship. And then tune in to that energy and completely forget about the person. This can be really hard, especially if the relationship went bad. Just go right to that feeling. That's the essence of universal love. It's the same love, you know, so as long as you peel away the person. Because then if you don't peel away the person, there's sometimes a lot of attachment and stuff that comes along with it. But the essence of that feeling that makes you feel like singing or smiling or just lights you up is really the same universal love that lights you up when you bring it into your heart. So that's the trick, is to be able to open your own heart and connect with it and just be it. After a while, after bringing it in, you can just be love. And then the next step is to start transmitting it to other people as you're cruising through your day. And then start giving people unconditional love all the time, even if you feel they're hurting you. And often I think of it this way. You think of love coming from a different place in your body than setting boundaries. So even if you have to set boundaries, often I think of it as setting boundaries with my solar plexus, at my solar plexus in the power chakra. I set my boundaries there. And then at the same moment, still transmitting love to that person. So, because if you just are love only, if there's no wisdom involved, people can take advantage of that. Even the Dalai Lama says at a certain point you have to set boundaries. So it's love wisdom, which is really the essence of living in unconditional universal love, connected all the time. Okay? Ultimately, we'll get to a place where we don't have to hold boundaries so much. You know, imagine walking down the street and everybody you see is just beaming unconditional love. At a certain point, we're all just going to be in that state. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing a song called Unconditional Divine Love. It's actually the slow version, which I actually call Unconditional Peace. But it's really the song Unconditional Love. And in this song, there are embedded quantum healing fields from the company NutraEnergetics. They actually did tests, well, they've been testing over the last 15 years, sending electronic signals, quantum energy through the body and pinging different organs. And they have done different tests to find the energy of universal unconditional love. And they gave me those frequencies and those notes, actually, and I embedded them in this song. But also, this is a song I've been playing since I was 16 on guitar. And I used to have anxiety attacks. And whenever I would have an anxiety attack, I would play this song on the guitar and I would start crying and the anxiety attack would go away. When we were working with Parkinson's patients, when I would play this song, even on headphones, they didn't even have to be on the sound table. I played it for this one woman. She was completely, I mean, she couldn't even walk up the stairs. We had to help her get up the stairs. Her tremors were so bad. And then she listened to a 5-minute version of this song, which is actually the first 5 minutes of this song, and her tremors completely went away. Completely went away. This song has made people cry. The song has made people just completely go into a whole nother dimension. And this is now the slow version that we've got, that I've done. We've got another kind of rock version that has electric guitar on it, although some people don't think of it so much as rock. I know some people just love it. And this is the slow version, half speed. It's got a lot of cello in it. And the other thing is when I recorded it and when I mixed it, and at every step of the way, I was holding the energy of unconditional divine love. So it's just full of that energy. Each musician that played on it, when we had them play, right before they would start playing, I would say, okay, the intention of this is unconditional divine love. Tune in to that energy. Bring it into your heart. And then we would start recording. So everybody that played on this was in that energy. So it's just swimming in it. So here's the deal. If you like, we now set sacred space now. Imagine an octahedron, four-sided pyramid up with four sides up, a square on the bottom, and a four-sided pyramid down connected to the square on the bottom also. So you're inside of a diamond. Visualize a whole octahedron around you. And if you know how to connect to universal unconditional love, go there now. Be there now. Open up your heart and do it. Bring it in. Be it. If you don't, use the technique we just talked about. Open up your heart. Visualize it coming into your thymus gland, down into your heart. Or go to that energy of the last time you were in love and peel away the person. And hold this energy the entire time you're listening. Because when we do this, we create a resonant field that is much stronger on the planet. And the stronger the resonant field, the easier it is to always be in that place. Okay? This is unconditional, universal, divine love. Enjoy. hard to even speak after that. Just hold this frequency. Hold this peace as long as you can. Last week we went through the 10-10-10 portal. We're now ready to hold this frequency the rest of our life. That song also has binaural beats in theta and delta, so when you listen on headphones, it will take you into deep delta, which is a really deep meditative state. We're also just completing a nature video with a lot of slow motion visuals of hummingbirds and bees and clouds and waves and such that will be available in a couple of weeks. Of course, that song is available on our site right now. It's called Unconditional Divine Peace on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. It's interesting. Radio isn't really well made for silence, but that's really what's appropriate when you get to this place of peace. To be able to just be quiet and be silent, not talk to anybody. If you cannot talk to anybody or have any other sounds the rest of the evening, you can hold this frequency. And of course, the longer you hold this frequency of unconditional universal love, the easier it is to get back to it when you go out of it. And the easier it is to hold it in the future because you'll have practice. Also, ultimately, the more all of us do this, as we've said before, the easier it's going to be for all of us to hold this frequency all the time. Just imagine everybody you come across is in the zone. Everybody you come across is in the zone. Will no longer have to work at getting in the zone. In fact, it will be work to get out of the zone of universal love. Because the law of resonance, this is the law of physics, and it's also the law of resonance in the quantum world as well. When there's a really strong resonant field, it will entrain everything around it into the same energy. So again, the more people that are in this field, the more people will be in this field. So, hold this frequency as long as you can into the evening, into the night, through your dreams. And when you wake up in the morning, throughout tomorrow, and throughout each day of this next week, imagine holding it every week and month for the next year. Imagine holding it every year. And every lifetime from now on. Thanks for listening, and always take care.